the shipping, and the industry.
The rich will have to pay for the poor so everybody can have health care. At least that's what the Democrats are saying in the House. A House bill will slam millionaires with a 5.4% surtax. I'll explain. Also coming up, you'll have to just visualize this because it's radio after all, but can you imagine a 24-foot shark washing up on the shores where you were just swimming? That happened on Long Island. We have some New Yorkers listening to us. You'll have to call and tell us about the water cooler buzz. I talked to some people in Jersey today, and I talked to some people in Long Island, and that's all anybody was talking about. Suddenly, they forgot about everything that was happening in New York City and all the woes of the weather, because it's quite cool in New York. What about that global warming? Because they're in the 80s, and it was all about the shark. Everybody was talking about the shark all day long as soon as it washed up onto the beach there in Long Island. In the meantime, in the Capitol, it was all about Sonia Sotomayor and some of the comments that she had to defend in a mild grilling, because I thought it was tepid at best. She certainly wasn't getting drilled the way Roberts or Alito or Bork or even Clarence Thomas in the past, if you've watched any of those hearings, did. So it was a different story. So Kate Delaney here on America Tonight, thrilled as always to be the captain of this ship as we maneuver from coast to coast and everywhere in between. Let's talk about those hearings. And one of the big comments that she was going to be asked, we knew this, the bullet was in the gun, so to speak, 7 weeks ago. It came out about some comments she made about being a wise Latino woman versus a white man as far as their judgment in certain cases. And here's how she defended that when Senator Leahy asked her the question about the Latino remark.
No words I have ever spoken or written have received so much attention. I gave a variant of my speech to a variety of different groups, most often to groups of women lawyers or to groups, most particularly, of young Latino lawyers and students. As my speech made clear in one of the quotes that you reference, I was trying to inspire them to believe that their life experiences would enrich the legal system, because different life experiences and backgrounds always do. I don't think that there is a quarrel with that in our society. I was also in trying to inspire them to believe that they could become anything they wanted to become, just as I had. The context of the words that I spoke have created a misunderstanding, and to give everyone assurances, I want to state up front, unequivocally and without doubt, I do not believe that any ethnic, racial, or gender group has an advantage in sound judging. I do believe that every person has an equal opportunity to be a good and wise judge, regardless of their background or life experiences. What the words that I used agreeing with the sentiment that Justice Sandra Day O'Connor was attempting to convey. I understood that sentiment to be what I just spoke about, which is that both men and women were equally capable of being wise and fair judges.
All right, so the bottom line is, was that a defense or an attempt at some spin by the Supreme Court nominee? I think it kind of fell flat, but she explained and tried to tie it into Sandra Day O'Connor. And really, to be honest, in watching these hearings from the start to finish, I would say, as I described it, for lack of a better word, they were tepid. There wasn't real fireworks, not really. And there was so much buildup to this whole Latina woman thing, cartoons galore, if you happen to pick up a paper today, any of the papers, the syndicated cartoonist, I can't think of his name off the top of my head. But, you know, that was probably the funniest thing I saw of the whole hearing so far. But she, you know, firmly denied racial bias at the confirmation hearings and talked about that her decisions were basically how that was taken out of context, that it you could trace it back to Sandra Day O'Connor. So, you know, on her first day of questioning, she stopped a little bit short of saying, in something that was more controversial, that the right to abortion was settled law. And she said she wouldn't bring any preconceived notions to the high court on gun rights and explained a ruling that was recently overturned in the case of the white New Haven, Connecticut firefighter. So in a nutshell, that's what the day was pretty much about. The toughest grilling, I guess, she got, and I wouldn't even call it grilling, was Senator Jeff Sessions. We're going to let you hear that later in the show, the Republican from Alabama, who I think was charged with, okay, you're the guy who's got to represent, dude, so ask it again and try to get some, you know, remark, something out of her that we'll be able to use. But really nothing came out of it. In the end, he kind of just went along too, right? Is there any question that this woman is going to be confirmed? And we'll say it again and again and again, of course, unless some group of skeletons dances outside of the closet and nabs her somehow, there's just no way that she's not going to be confirmed. So when is the full Senate vote? In the meantime, as that goes on, the thing that I said when we first jumped on here, the fact that we've got now a House bill that is going to tax, we talked about this with Mark Olson last night on America Tonight. He was great, the author of Animal Colony, who's been on just tons of shows all over the place. But he was, his book really was predicting that this sort of thing would happen. And that book came out, I want to say, maybe 6-7 months ago. So this sweeping overhaul that's been talked about for the healthcare system, right, is going to include the surtax that I said, 5.4%. So what does that mean? The tax rate is higher than the 3% they'd been discussing before, and it would only affect people making more than $1 million a year. I wonder how those people making $1 million a year feel about that. You know what they say about the rich? Sometimes they're pretty tight. So we'll see how that flies. And here's the biggest thing. President Obama says, yes, he is open to partisan vote, because if you remember when there was this push to have health care reform before the break in August, the idea was, listen, we want bipartisan support. We want Republicans to be on board with this and, of course, Democrats to be on board with this. Now they don't even care. The top advisors are saying, forget about it. Ultimately, it's about results, right? That's all we want. We want this thing to go through. We're wasting time as we continue to battle and bang our heads against the wall. So now, really, they don't care if it is bipartisan. They're, in fact, taking a partisan route to enacting this major health care legislation. Ooh, and how is that going to affect you and me? I'm going to tell you about that a little bit later this hour. Next, the battle between Microsoft and Google. Greg Stebbin joins us to explain.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Home field advantage going in the World Series to an American League team. The American League getting by the Nationals. Yeah, National League guys, what's going on? 4-3, the final score. In the end, this is played out in St. Louis. So, you know, the unbeaten streak is up to 13 All-Star games. Oh, yeah, baby. 13 straight. And it happened at the new Busch Stadium, which I haven't been to. I've been to, I think, pretty much all the baseball stadiums, but I haven't been to the new Busch Stadium. So there you go. Some of the highlights of this game came when, like, Mariano Rivera, who, how old is he now? Or what's his real age? He pitched a 1-2-3 ninth, which is typical for him anyway, for his fourth All-Star save. So it was a shutdown. He actually broke a tie with Dennis Eckersley. You know, there's always these statistics. And I guess Barack Obama, the president, of course, threw out the ceremonial first pitch. And so even though he threw it out, I guess it didn't, helped the NL? Didn't help the NL. So, because statistically, something that I read was interesting. When you have the president throwing out the first pitch, 4-0 for sitting presidents that heave it across the plate. So the NL scored all of its runs in the second inning, and 22 of its last 24 batters made an out. Oh, that's awful. But if you're an American League fan, nice going for the American League, because they do that thing where it counts in the end, since you get the home field advantage. It was a short game, just 2.5 hours. And like I said, it was interesting to see Busch Stadium, I think. It'd be kind of fun to go and catch a game there from what I could see on the tube as I just watched bits and pieces of it. This is Sports Shorts, in case you couldn't tell. And my friend Matt, you are an American League fan, so American League has a lock on this sucker, it seems.
Yeah, definitely. It comes and goes, though, because I watched a little bit of it this tonight. And they were saying in the 50s and 60s and 70s, it was all NL. Then the 80s and 90s was the AL. And continuing on, you know, it's AL again. So 11 straight wins? Or no, they had the tie in there, so it's 12 consecutive.
Yeah, consecutive.
Right.
And Albert Pujols, who, of course, is the hometown favorite, he was 0-for-3 in six innings, and he even had an error at first base.
Yeah, I saw that. It was actually kind of a sloppy game a little bit.
Yeah.
There was Hamilton had an overthrow to third, and there was a couple different things.
I
where
saw
it
that.
Just wasn't that well played of a game. And Lindstrom, the starting pitcher for the Giants, definitely got off to a horrible start. So that didn't help the NL at all. I think they got two off of him right away and had the bases loaded before he got to the AL squad.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. I mean, I just like to see all the players. I think it's kind of fun. But we have interleague play, so that sort of that's why they originally decided, well, let's put something to make this game a little sexier. And let's put it, let's put something on this game so that whoever wins, they get the home field advantage in the World Series. So that's, again, as an American League team. But interleague play kind of took a little luster off the All-Star game, since now if you are a baseball fan, if you're a season ticket holder or if you go to games or you just watch them on the tube, there's interleague play, so there's more mixing of the leagues.
There's a couple of problems I have with this game, though. One is, even though it's played in the NL Park, why can't you just have a DH? Nobody wants to see the pitchers hit in an All-Star game. And then it just takes up one more position from, you know, position players that could be at bat.
That's true, it does, although I hate the DH. I'm so not a fan. I am a National League chick all the way. And in all my days with Fox and on the Fan, and that would always be an easy topic. But, of course, you grew up in Minneapolis. You're a Twins fan, so that follows suit that you would be a fan of the DH, because I like to see the pitchers hit. I agree with you, though, in the All-Star game, who cares? Because let's just move it along, and it doesn't matter, because let's face it, you're not going to go headhunting in that game. So that's the idea. That's why I like to see them hit, because if a pitcher is going to go after somebody, I like the idea that, you know, there is that chance for comeuppance at the plate. But, and then some people like the DH because they say it extends superstars' careers and it's exciting and, you know, whatever. There's actually talk of it, more talk again of seriously the DH going away, but that's not going to happen in the next couple of years anyway.
Jeter got plunked in the game tonight, too.
I saw that, yeah. How about that?
Love that.
I have to say, as some people listening to us in New York and Connecticut are probably Yankee fans, I'm not a big Yankee woman, so I had no problems with him getting plunked whatsoever. Now, the other big story on the day, of course, is Lance Armstrong, who is hanging in, more than hanging in, big time. Mark Cavendish won the 10th stage of the Tour de France, and he beat Thor Hirschfeld in a sprint finish. And I taped this, so I've seen little bits of it here and there. I really love the mountain stages. To me, that's fun to watch. If you're laying on the couch and you're just hanging out, you catch little nuances of the whole racing thing anyway. Plus, you're watching for Lance, and they emphasize him a ton. So now people are starting to discuss, will Lance Armstrong actually win the Tour de France? Well, he has a chance. I mean, he's in the thick of this. So, you know, when he first decided he was going to come back, he said he wanted to finish strong, but I think he's finishing much stronger than a lot of people predicted. So the seven-time winner is safely in the main pack, and he's in third place. And his Astana teammate, Alberto Contador, is in second, which sets up an interesting problem for this team. And we saw it happen the other day when Contador broke away from the pack. And now Lance Armstrong, and I think I said this on a previous Sports Shorts, but he's talking about starting his own team next year and saying he'll come back for probably another one. But some of the guys are not hip to the whole Lance thing because the media, of course, even in France, even the foreign press, they're covering Lance. And not that they're not covering the other guys, but they're really, really covering Lance. But that's the big story. So does he win his eighth Tour de France? I'm going to say he has a great chance. He does. I mean, they're almost halfway through this. And he has a chance to make pretty good history here if he's able to do that. And you think 37, and think of the things that you have to go through to get ready for a bike race after taking a bunch of years off. And granted, he has this incredible body and lung capacity, but still, wow. I give him all the credit in the world for that, absolutely. And what is the deal with, from our Bad Boys file, what is the deal with athletes and gambling? This story broke that Antoine Walker, who used to be kind of a star in the NBA anyway, is facing criminal charges over almost $1 million in gambling debts to three Las Vegas casinos. Now, this has happened with other athletes where they've been picked up for that. I did a show with, I won't say his name because this isn't a known story, but I did a show with a draft show one time with one of the Indianapolis Colts, and they were doing, that he was doing a show in the Bahamas and decided to go to Miami, and once he left the Bahamas, the casino had him arrested because he owed a debt and he had to pay that debt off. Well, in the case of Walker, he's got the criminal charges on him. It's three felony counts of writing bad checks. Now, the guy that I did the one-time show with, he didn't write bad checks. He just owed the money, so they had him picked up. And I guess he failed to make good on 10 checks that were over $1 million that he wrote to Caesar's Palace, Planet Hollywood, and the Red Rock Resort. So he's going to have to cough up some cash, baby. That's pretty tough. You know, and you hear more stories like that, Matt, about these athletes. It's the something about the thrill of gambling. Michael Jordan is a big-time gambler, big-time gambler. Pete Rose, of course, people know the whole Pete Rose thing, but he likes to bet on horses, and he likes to bet on other things as well. So even the former athletes, some of them, there must be the adrenaline rush or something that they get out of gambling. And because they have the money.
Yeah, it's just a way for them to keep the competitive juices flowing, you know, and the rush and the thrill, as you said, and get the adrenaline pumping, especially for the former athletes. I'm sure they're lacking the sense of competition, so gives them something to do.
Yeah, no kidding. Speaking of competition, coming up next, we're going to talk about the competition between Microsoft and Google with Greg Stebbins. You don't want to miss that. Then later, we've got birthdays this day in history and news you can have used. Hang with us.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
In 1965, this was the sound. Producer John. One more time. One more time. One more time.
All right, I already said this. Tech Tuesday. And boy, there is always something to talk about. I went into that whole diatribe on my iPhone and the fact that now they've got an iPhone with video and things change so rapidly. And boy, the turf wars are huge, especially the one that's been brewing for a while now between Microsoft and Google. It's getting pretty hairy between these two. The Microsoft deal broke the other day that they're actually offering up Word and Excel for free online. How about that? It's kind of one of those tit-for-tat things. Who better than Internet guru Greg Stebbin to join us on the show to tell us what's this all about. Hey, Greg, how you doing?
I'm great, Kate, and it's great to be back on the show with you. Thank you.
Yeah, I just got to tell you, we had like 15 numbers for you, and we dialed all of them, so I have a theory that Microsoft was trying to block you from this program.
Well, I apologize for that. I'm glad the 16th number worked.
No kidding. 16th time, baby, is the charm. So I set this up. It's true. There are a lot of wars in technology anyway. There are other companies we could talk about and how rapidly things change. But this whole Microsoft thing and Google is just fascinating to watch. It was funny. I got a note from you, and I was thinking the very same thing because I had just read something about it. What is going on here? Why is this big battle gotten so tit-for-tattish, I guess?
Well, first of all, let me say that I think that the summer of 2009 is going to be one of the most dramatic and significant seasons in the history of technology. And let me explain why I say that. First of all, you just mentioned essentially what I call the rumble in the tech jungle, and it's between Microsoft and Google. Now, these two companies have been rivals for a long time. You know, Google has everything to gain. Microsoft has everything to lose. And, you know, just in the last few weeks, what's happened? Microsoft rolls out their new search engine called Bing. Is that a direct shot at Google, the search engine king? You bet it is. So then what happens? Google says, oh, well, okay. Then we're going to announce that we're going to have our own operating system called Chrome, and that is clearly designed to compete and destroy Microsoft's flagship product, which is Windows. And now this week, so a week later, Microsoft says, okay, Google, well, if you're going to do that, we're going to give away, yes, give away the Office Suite products like Word and Excel if you use them online starting in 2010. And that is clearly a direct shot at Google, who is clearly an online company and even offers an online word processor and spreadsheet called Google Docs. It is a slugfest out there, and frankly, I think it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it's fun, too. It's funny, I use Google Docs because I was one of the people that had to get dragged into it. I have a lot of people around me that are high-tech people, and with different meetings and things I was doing, they dragged me into it, and I was anti-Google Docs, and now I just love it. And I do. I love it. I was like, what was wrong with me? So here's the deal. What does it mean for the average schmo, or Joe, who is a computer user? What does it mean for them? While this is going on, it's probably better because you have choices now, and some of them are for free or cheap.
Well, that's one of the big parts. But the underlying theme here, what's really going on that may not be obvious to the average computer user yet, is that all of this activity, all of this fighting, all of this conflict is really pushing us very quickly in the direction of what's called cloud computing. And cloud computing means instead of loading a bunch of software on your computer, which has been the Microsoft game since day one, you buy the software and put it on your own computer. Cloud computing means the applications live out there in cyberspace somewhere, like your Google Docs, like Google Search, like the new Word and Excel that you'll access online. So your applications are online, and even your stuff lives online. And you can see no better, in a sense, example of this as these new really cheap computers that you hear about called netbooks, not notebooks, netbooks. You can get them for a couple of $100. They're small, they're cheap, and they're not very powerful because they don't need to be. They're really designed for getting on the net and then doing stuff. You don't load software on these things. You don't keep a lot of documents on them. You don't have to because all that stuff's soon, for all of us, going to live in cyberspace.
Oh, yeah, and I like those, too. They are cheap. What are they, like $500 or $400? Or?
Well, you can get them actually for as low as $200. And, in fact, if you contact your wireless carrier like Verizon, in some cases you can get them for $1 or $99 if you agree to a 2-year cellular plan for one of those cellular cards or cellular connections that goes inside the computer. Since they're designed to be on the net, many people are opting for those broadband cards that are kind of like having an extra cell phone, but it allows you to get on the internet almost no matter where you are.
Yeah. So how does Microsoft, how can they afford this to give, if that's been their business model, now that they're giving this away for free, what's the scoop? How can they afford to do that?
Well, yeah, it's kind of an interesting question. And let me give you a statistic that really puts into perspective what they're willing to bet on this battle with Google. So from January through March 2009, 3 months this year, and not even a very good year economically, Microsoft made $9.3 billion in profit from $14.3 billion in sales of their Office suite. And now they're saying, we're going to give it away. Now, businesses will probably still buy the suite and run it on local computers, but most of us are going to go, I'm not going to buy Office anymore, not when I can use it for free. So they're going to have to come up with some really clever scheme to replace $9.3 billion in revenue from Office. Not even revenue, in profit from Office. So how are they going to do that? Well, probably through advertising, which is how Google makes their money. I think Google AdWords and Google AdSense, which is Google's main form of revenue, was a $16 billion business last year. So Google has nailed the online advertising thing. I assume Microsoft is looking at that and trying to figure out how they can best Google there. And then there will be other ways of making you pay for this free online service. For instance, if you have too many documents or you need too much space or you're online for too long or you want to have all the features instead of part of the features, my bet is that instead of buying the software, you're going to give them your credit card and every month you're going to get dinged. So they can legitimately call it free, but my guess is if you want a full-featured set of software, you're probably going to end up paying for it anyway.
Yeah, that makes sense. And where is Apple in this whole battle? Do they come out ahead of both?
Well, I think that's a really interesting question, actually. I just coincidentally, Microsoft announced this whole free online Word and Excel thing yesterday. So that was yesterday morning. Yesterday afternoon, I get my copy of Fortune, and it's the issue with the 500 the Fortune Global 500, so it's the 500 largest companies in the world. And so let me throw some numbers out that are kind of staggering, actually. Microsoft is the 117th largest company in the world based on revenue. Google is the 423rd largest company in the world based on revenue. Wouldn't you figure Apple would be smaller than Google in terms of revenue?
Yeah.
Not at all. Apple is actually right in the middle at number 253. But only one of those three companies made the list of companies with biggest increases in profits for 2008. And what's more important than an increase in profit? Not much. Apple. Only Apple. Not Microsoft. Not Google. Apple's the one with this hard-charging increase in profit. Because I think ultimately what's happening is people are looking at this whole movement towards doing all your stuff online. And what's that make you think? Maybe I don't need a computer at all. Maybe what I need is an iPhone. And once people get iPhones, then the next thing they do is they go, wow, I wish I had a computer like this because I've been using that clunky Microsoft Windows. And they slap themselves upside the head and they say, oh, I should just say the heck with the PC and I should just go get a Mac. That's why Apple is doing so well, is the iPhone is perfectly poised to take advantage of cloud computing, doing everything online. And once you have an iPhone, you start thinking, well, you know, maybe I should go get an Apple computer too.
Yeah, I'm one of those people. I have the iPhone, and I was had to be converted to that as well. And now I love it because there's so much I've been able to do with it, and I can have access to everything right there, whether you're on a golf course, whether you stepped out for lunch and something important's happened or whatever it is, you can get it. And it's got video and everything else now.
Yeah, it's really very dramatic. And ultimately, what I think is happening, and it's the first question you asked me, which was, what does this really mean for your average computer user? My guess is for most people who are listening right now, the computer that they're sitting in front of in their living room or in their spare bedroom, whether it's a laptop or a notebook or a desktop, for many of those people, I think it's the last personal computer they'll ever buy. I think if they buy another computer, it will be one of these small, cheap netbooks for a couple of $100s. They're almost disposable. And for many people, I think they will actually move beyond or evolve beyond the use of a computer, and they'll start using a small handheld device, something like an iPhone, and I think even the iPhone itself will evolve dramatically in the next 6 months to a year.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Greg, it's always fun to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's great to be here.
And we'll see if what Greg says comes true. I, as an iPhone user, as I was just mentioning to Greg, I'll tell you, I see it. My phone doesn't have the video, but that's what they're doing. They've already got the video on it, and they're adding all these applications, which is what I would have to do there. And it's just amazing when you get used to it, the things that it can do. So more and more, it will be probably handheld. He's right. But what does that mean when you get on a train? What does that mean when you're driving? What are the people doing in the car? Are they paying attention to the road or to their iPhone? Hang with us.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Coming up on America Tonight, we have birthdays like Clive Cussler, the famous author. He's 78. How about this actor, Terry O'Quinn, is 57. You know the name? If you don't know the name, you would definitely know the face. Actor Scott Foley, 37 years old, and we have a whole bunch of others in between. Plus, this day in history, things like in 1918, the Second Battle of the Marne resulted in the Allied victory, and it began during World War I, or in 48, if we bump it up a few decades, President Truman was nominated for another term of office by the Democratic National Convention that was held at the time in Philadelphia. But first, we have news you can't abuse. How often do you read these stories where somebody sees Cheerios floating around and it looks like Jesus, or the grilled cheese, it looks like the Virgin Mary? Well, here's another one. Thousands of Irish Catholics are flocking to a church to pray at a tree stump. Check it out. It was recently cut down, and it was a willow. They think it bears the shape of the Virgin Mary. So the phenomenon at the St. Mary's Parish Church in the village of Rathkill in County Limerick goes way back to decades ago, when Catholic devotion and pilgrimages were a big feature in that part of Ireland. So some are now heading there to see the holy stump and putting rosaries on it and flowers and all that kind of stuff. I actually saw a photograph of it, and there are a couple of things that the stump looks like. I'm not so sure Virgin Mary. I don't know, Matt, have you ever seen any kind of religious figures in your soup or in your cereal or on a screen door?
No, I can't say I've actually hunted them down and looked for them.
Hunted them down.
And I don't know, if I'm not a big, you know, believer of, oh, that looks like this and it's a sign and all that. It would just have to be coincidence if I saw something like that.
Well, you know, it's like when they do those psychology tests and they show people different ink blots and how it looks one way to one person, but then it looks like something else to another person.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, I mean, it's the same, you know, as those three-dimensional pictures. You can sometimes it looks like a tunnel. The other times it's a pyramid. You know, everyone sees it their own way and believes it like they want to believe. I'm sure the hardcore, you know, Catholics or something like that sees something, it's like, oh, it's the Pope, you know, but then someone else would be like, looks like a guy. I don't know.
Yeah, and I think it's bringing the people to the town, so it's good for the town, but it's interesting when these stories crop up. I think you're right. You see what you want to see. Rome...
I want to check my answer then, because now you just gave me an idea. I totally believe that it looks like Jesus and that I'd sell it on eBay.
Too late for that. You just outed yourself on national airwaves. From Rome, they're not talking about anything that looks like the Virgin Mary or Jesus or anything in a tree stump or anything else. Instead, there was this wedding in the Tuscan countryside that ended with injuries. Terrible. It's lucky it wasn't worse. After an attempt to launch the bride's bouquet from a plane brought down that plane, Italian police say two people were hurt in the crash of the ultralight plane after the bridal bouquet that they threw got caught in the aircraft's rear rotor. So the flowers blocked the engine, bringing the plane down right in front of a youth hostel. And luckily, the pilot was just lightly injured in the crash. The passengers who threw the bouquet had several broken bones. The bride and the groom weren't on board the plane. Oh, what were they thinking? I have no idea. How about this? The Georgia Supreme Court is considering whether riding a lawnmower is technically a motor vehicle. No joke. The court is listening to the appeal of a man, if you remember, sentenced to 10 years for felony motor vehicle theft for swiping a riding mower. Lawyers say the legal definition of motor vehicles is about as murky as diesel exhaust, so the ruling could determine if everything from a golf cart to a race car can be considered a motor vehicle under their law. Boy, that could alter a few things in your way of thinking about whatever it is you're driving, whether it's a golf cart or a lawn mower. How about Des Moines, Iowa? Dancing the night away, and I didn't even realize that, is illegal in Iowa's largest city, but it might change. The Des Moines City Council has given preliminary approval to a measure that okayed public dancing in the city after 2 a.m., but a final decision isn't going to come till mid-August. The ordinance goes all the way back to, at least they say, 1942 and bans public all-night dancing, so that would be a very big ruling. 6 years old, Dawson Humphrey is an international champ. Who is Dawson Humphrey? A Kansas kid who won the International Kids Tractor Pull. He's 75 pounds. He pulled 380 pounds on a sled behind a pedal-powered tractor. He out-tugged all the other children from a number of states in Canada. The competition was held over this past weekend in Fairfield, Iowa. Good for him. 75, 6 pounds, pulling 380. That's a strong boy. He's going to do well on the farm someday. Today in history. Already we are getting to that halfway point. In fact, we are at the halfway point in July, July 15th, 169 days left in the year. Here's a couple of things that happened. 1971, President Nixon startled the country by announcing he would visit the People's Republic of China. Think of the times, baby. There was definitely tight relations between China and the United States, to say the least. 1916, Boeing Company, originally known as the Pacific Aero Products Company, was founded in Seattle. In 1976, a 36-hour kidnapping ordeal began for 26 school kids and their bus driver. They were abducted near Chowchilla, California, by three gunmen and imprisoned in an underground cell. The captives escaped unharmed. That was the good news. They did a TV movie, I think, about it. I might have seen it. In 1979, President Jimmy Carter delivered a speech, in which he lamented what he called a crisis of confidence in America. In 1997, fashion designer Gianni Versace was shot dead outside of his Miami home. Suspected gunman Andrew Cunanan was found dead. 8 days later, he had a male crush on him. And then, sadly, that's what happened to Versace. 10 years ago, China declared that it had invented its own neutron bomb, and the Seattle Mariners played their first game in their new home, which is Safeco Field. They lost to the Padres, by the way, 3-2. 5 years ago, retired Air Force General Charles Sweeney, who piloted the plane that dropped the atom bomb on Nagasaki in the final days of World War II, died in Boston. He was 84 years old. Let's head to birthdays. You're going to recognize at least five of these names.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
Actor-director Forrest Whitaker, boy, he's been in some great movies, 48 years old. Actor Willie Ames is 49 years old. He just did a big Christian movie. Actress Brigitte Nielsen is 46. She used to be married to Sylvester Stallone, remember? Actor Reggie Hayes is 40 years old, also celebrating a birthday. Actor Patrick Wayne is 70. Yes, he is the son of John Wayne. Jan Michael Vincent, used to be a heartthrob a long, long time ago, is 65 years old. Millie Jackson, R&B singer, is 65 years old. Rock musician Marky Ramone is 53. Singer Linda Ronstadt, that'll be the day, is 63 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, rock musician Philip Fisher, 42 years old. Lolita Davidovich, I hope I'm saying that name right, is 48 years old. She's been in a bunch of movies, too. Oh, can you guess whose birthday is that? Anybody's birthday? The car. No, it's not the car's birthday. It's just a cool little music bed, right? I don't think he's celebrating a birthday today. At least not on my list, anyway. But model Kim Alexis is 49 years old. He's not celebrating a birthday, is he, Matt?
No, I just like the song.
I like the song, too. You scared me for a second. I thought maybe the car was celebrating a birthday, or that nut that drove the car, sort of. We'll leave you with this. There are two kinds of worries. Those you can do something about, those you can't. Don't spend any time on the latter.
Computer, execute complete shutdown of the holodeck.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
You're gonna do what?
Power down and disengage.
Time to go home now.
Going so soon.
I'll be back.
It's been fun working with you.
I quit.
7 years of college down the drain.
Game over, man.
And now for something completely different.